Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, I want to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we've got a really wonderful story we're going to be talking about tonight. We're going to talk about the canines for warriors tonight. And I want to go ahead and get my co-host, Miss Amy Frost, to come on down. Hi, Amy. How are you just tonight?
I'm doing really good. Very excited about our guest and what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, so last Friday I was over at the UNLV Vet Center, and we got to meet a wonderful man, Randy Dexter. Hey, Randy, he's with us tonight.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Randy.
I'm great. How are you, Randy?
Good, good.
Thank you for popping on. We was like last minute he snuck in on the show. Which we appreciate that. So tonight we're going to be down, like I said, I'm calling tonight a story of love and profound healing, a four-legged angel, canines for warriors. So Amy had shared a really wonderful YouTube that Randy had put together. How long ago did you put that video together, Randy?
That was put together March of 2015, 16.
Okay, 16. Oh, so not that long ago.
Yeah,
less than a year ago.
About a year old. Yeah.
Boy, it's just a wonderful. It was produced so wonderfully, and boy, it's just such a. Oh gosh, it just really touches your heart how your his service dog is named Captain, and we're going to make sure to have that as a link for you guys when you go ahead and go to the show. So, to go ahead and see that, go to the transformation-cafe.com, or you can go. What is it called on YouTube?
The title of it is called Dear Captain. It comes right
Dear
up
Captain.
if you search it in the search field.
How many hits do you have on that show? I don't think they have, but anyway. How many hits have been on that YouTube?
About 250,000.
Oh, good.
Well, we're going to get that there. Get it up there. You know, Randy, what I see, anybody I share that with, it just so touches their heart. And people like the idea of service dogs, but I don't think they really understand what that's all about. And so that's one of the reasons that I wanted to have you in the show, besides I think you're a wonderful person and I adore you and I believe in what you're doing. So that, and I think people need more of awareness. So we'd love to have you talk a little bit, however you want to frame this, about your experience. And how you and Captain got together, and maybe give some people some awareness of what service dogs are about, and maybe how they can help organizations that are doing good work.
Outstanding. Yeah, I can definitely do that. So I served in the United States Army for shy of 11 years. I deployed to Iraq twice as a combat medic. The things that I saw there. Helped me get diagnosed with severe post-traumatic stress disorder, major depressive disorder, traumatic brain injury, severe migraines, and some other things that came from that service. I tried to stay in the Army because it was something that I loved to do. I mean, I still, even though I don't put on a uniform, I love the people that I was with. I love the morals and values that I learned, and I wanted to do it forever. Unfortunately, my body told me that cannot happen. I ended up becoming very sick, and my PTSD symptoms just took a toll on my body all around, and I ended up in several hospitals. But ultimately, the final hospital I was in was at the Naval Medical Center in San Diego, California. From September 2012 until November 2013. While I was there, right around Christmas time of 2012, my wife, who is English and a saint, she went to home to England to spend time with her family. She hadn't been home in a few years, and it was time. And it just so happened that we moved to San Diego at that same time. So I was there all alone and a suicidal mess while she was gone, especially because it was in an unfamiliar place with no support. And I told my doctors at the hospital, and they suggested I take this program, which was called Canine-Inspired Community Reintegration. And it's partnered with this nonprofit in San Diego called Positive Teams. That's P-A-W-S. And what they do is they train the soldiers or the sailors, Marines, because it's all the branches, what it would be like to have your very own service dog to see if it would be something that could benefit you. And so I went through it the very first day. I got pretty much teamed up with a wonderful little golden retriever. Her name's Ricochet. And I went through the next 6 weeks getting to know Ricochet and her handler, Judy. And they taught me a lot. Now, mind you, before I went into this program, I did not talk to any of my symptoms or issues or anything except for people who had been deployed or the trained professional doctors. My own wife didn't know what it was like for me to go through hour to hour. I mean, even sometimes second to second of what it's like living in my shoes. But after that first day with Ricochet, I went home and I couldn't shut up. My wife noticed something immediately, and she just kept pushing me to go and go. And so I did. And even after the program ended, my wife got Judy's number, and we would hang out. And then an incident happened with a buddy of mine. He had a flashback in downtown San Diego and was a hot mess. So we met up with Ricochet in a church parking lot the next morning. And it was the first time with Ricochet in my lap and me just stroking her fur that I was able to start talking about these issues with someone who hadn't normally heard it from me, like Judy and my wife for the very first time. And Judy and I had a realization that this is something that is working for me. It's allowing me to share my story, and it's something that can be used to help others get to that point. So we started something called the PTSD Battle Buddies Initiative. And what that pretty much entailed is us just going out through media, anyone that would be willing to listen and pretty much share the story and let them know it's with the intent to let people suffering know that there is an outlet out there, if not others. So there is help, and it was an attempt to try to minimize these veteran suicides that have been happening. During that process, she had been contacted by an organization out of Florida called Canines for Warriors, because Ricochet is also a surf dog that has actually, like last week, hit a grand total of $500,000 fundraised, $500,000, to go to proceeds like Wounded Warrior issues, children with disabilities, animal rights, you know, things like that. And $10,000 that she raised went towards me getting Captain, my dog. So in August of 2014, I flew to Jacksonville, Florida, and I met Captain for the first time. I didn't get to pick the dogs. They pick your dog based off your application and personality type questions. And they couldn't have got it more right. Me and Captain are seriously two peas in a pod. We both hate getting up early in the morning. You know, we both have our quirks that are very similar, and we're both very caring, compassionate people. And he's a person to me. Anyways, so after that, while I was there, they added on the lessons that I learned at Positive Teams. But we went more in depth. So I was there for 3 weeks. We learned what exactly it states in the American with Disabilities Act, you know, the laws regarding service dogs. So we would know after we left there, you know, if we are allowed to be denied access to this place just by simply having a dog, which isn't the case. The only places that dogs are not allowed are in hospital settings to where it could be damaged. Like, I'm about to go take an MRA soon. Captain cannot go in there because of the equipment and things. Like, it would be harmful to him and harmful to others. Or, say, in the burn unit, right? It's a very, needs to be as sterile as possible in that type of unit. Having Captain could jeopardize that. So, therefore, he's not allowed there. In restaurants, in the kitchens. So he can't go back in the back. Those are places that are set out that say, hey, no, I know you're a service dog, but you can't go there. Because of food, they're preparing food and things.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere else, a service dog is allowed, where the public is allowed. And so people who own the businesses are allowed to ask two questions. Is that a service dog? And what does that dog do for you? So for me, depending on how they're asking, right, sometimes we'll just say he's a medical alert dog. Yes, he's a service dog. He's a medical alert dog. And depending on how they're, like, acting, if they're just genuinely curious and want to know more, then I'll say I have severe PTSD. He helps with, the severe anxiety I get, the flashbacks, and all the other symptoms that come along with that disability.
Oh, excuse me.
Captain and service dogs in general. I mean, he saved my life. I've had him for 2.5 years now, and I went from being in the military, going into school, and I'm going into my senior year now with a 3.7 GPA. You know, I'm president of the Rebel Vets here. I was president of the Honor Society and commencement speaker, and I've won 6 at least scholarships. We did it together. My marriage is better than it ever was. My children, you know, they love Captain just as much. So he's done so much, not just for me, but for the entire family and everybody we meet at school. Like, when someone's having a bad day, they say, do you mind if we pet Captain? And Captain can pick up on it, and he's, you know, go in and snuggle in and let them just stress. And it's kind of funny when you watch people. I know sometimes I don't see it because I'm going through it. When you stand back as his handler and see how people react when they get the opportunity to pet and talk about, you know, whatever it is that's bothering them or what's going on, or if they have a family member with a service dog, so they might have that connection. It's really interesting. You still there?
We are.
Oh, yeah. We're still here. That's just a story. Oh, my gosh. Just a story. So how can people, with people wanting to be able to think, like, gosh, I think this would be something that would help my loved one or a friend that I have, and not even really thinking that this was even something that would be a possibility, how can they move forward to be able to be contacting, you know, Canines for Warriors, or, you know, what's going to be in their local area that might be able just to get this, get the ball going for people that have post-traumatic stress?
So the first step, like, I had no idea before that this was something that could be something that would help me, and it's been by far the greatest helper, I guess, of my symptoms and things. From my experiences, I know this may not be true for everybody, but you have to have a psychologist, psychiatrist approval if it's for that. Right. Or say if someone has diabetes, it might be a different process. If it's a seizure dog, the doctor might be different. But if you're trying to get a dog for a certain disability, then you need to talk to that doctor who would be the prescribing doctor. Then you got to really do some research to find out, you know, a really good service dog organization. And a good way to do that, there is Assistance Dogs International. And they're like a rating system. And they go in and they make sure that the organizations are keeping up to their standards, which is, you know, the cream of the crop. And if you have an organization that is ADI certified or Assistance Dog International certified, that lets you know at least you have a legitimate service dog organization that, you know, is going to go and do what they need to do when it comes to training, keeping, you know, taking care of the dogs while they're training, help you as you transition when you train with them. And those are everywhere. They have an Assistance Dog International website, so I think you can go on there and just do a search. Like, you can find one in your area. Like I said, I went to K-9s from San Diego, and my only expense was a flight. They paid. We stayed in a house. They had meals for us. They gave us, like, Visa cards so we can go out and buy lunch, you know, some toys for the dogs. We were there for 3 weeks. And they...
Wow, that's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And now they moved into a new facility that is even bigger than the one we did, with a gym. And they got a pool. And the dog kennels are just, you know, top of the line. And it's really... really impressive organization. And I mean, I know I'm biased because I got captain, but I mean, just before we were talking about this, today has been a really rough day. I had an appointment at the VA, got some bad news about my health, and it's just the trigger for me. And so I've been in the dumps and I've had some rough thoughts about suicidal thoughts, to be honest. And as soon as I came home, I told my wife, Captain, and he just picked up, and he will not leave me alone. This is a good thing. He's doing his job. He's licking my face and trying to get me to play. You know, I right now I don't feel 100%, but I feel way better. You know, he's there for me no matter what. He's got my back. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, the day that I met Warrior, when it was last Friday, one of the other workers had her daughter at the vet center, and boy, Captain was so wonderful. Mm-hmm. She went over and said, "Can I pet Captain?" And he flipped his head over on her lap, and he just was like laying there like he could have been there for an hour. It was so amazing. So he's just such a joy agent. I call him a four-legged angel, and I know that for you, that he's just such a soulmate. That's such a blessing for you. And thank you for the time to being able to talk to us today. I think that's just so wonderful that, you know, like I said, it's important for people to know what's out there. I think it's kind of crazy. I have three cats that I live with, and all three of them are literally within arm reach of me right now, which they normally don't do. So I think that's kind of funny where we're talking about pets and how they're such healers, and, you know, I've got them all hanging around me tonight. So I think that's awesome. So go ahead, Aime.
Well, Randy, one thing that I've noticed, it's really fun to watch you and Captain in action. So Captain is taking care of you, and, of course, you're taking care of him, but it's a very symbiotic relationship. But watching other people have that experience is really amazing, and it's so much fun. So not only is that healing between the two of you happening, but so much healing is happening with other people and everybody that you touch. And you had talked with my husband and I, Ross, who you work with at UNLV, about the woman who Captain is named after, her husband reached out to you, and you're going to be part of a conference. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yeah. So actually what that is so I was in the Army. I worked for an amazing audiologist. Her name is, well, now Lieutenant Colonel Mathis. She was a captain when I knew her. And she was my first-line supervisor when I got diagnosed with PTSD. And she made sure that I got the help I needed. She was there for me. But in order for me to get the help, I had to leave the clinic and go to a graveyard-type clinic. so that way I can go to appointments during the day because I was taking a lot of appointments.
Mm-hmm.
So I lost touch with her. This was in 2009. So this video that you talked about, Dear Captain, it's been around for a while now, and I don't know how, but her husband was really close with us too. He saw it at a conference or something like that. I don't remember exactly. And he found me on Facebook, and he messaged me, and he told me about him seeing it, and he wanted to know if he'd be okay if he put me in touch with his wife. I said, absolutely, you know, she's like a mentor. Well, a day or two later, she contacted me back, and she said that she absolutely loved it, and she did some more research into, you know, the things that Captain and I have been doing, and they have a huge conference every year. It's called the Joint Veterans and Defense Audiologists Conference. So I think that's the name of it. So it's all the audiologists from the VA and the Department of Defense can go to this conference. And I'm getting allotted 90 minutes, which is
wow.
A little scary. 8:30 in the morning on February 7th. Down in Anaheim. I'm going to go back. I actually just completed the slides, and I'm really excited. I'm really excited because it'll let people see in action, and it'll be great also because Colonel Mathis will be there. She can see that, you know, what she did, the choice she made to support me and get me the help I needed was a great choice, and I'm here to say thank you, you know. The things that Captain and I get to do now are dreams come true for me. And it feels pretty good, especially when, you know, a few years ago I was contemplating taking my life on a daily basis. And, you know, and those are, you know, few and far between now. And it's great. And not only that, you know, instead of being afraid to live, we're actually going out of our way to do everything we can, you know, to live and experience this, do as much as we can. And I'm very excited for other people to be able to see it. And on top of that, I'm a communication studies major. So it's going to let me hone my skills that I've been working on these last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I just think it's just the beginning of you being out there in a public way for people. So, you know, thanks for getting the right major. I think you did a good job on that.
Yeah,
right major, the right captain.
Yeah.
The right general topics. It's all good. Yeah, we got it all going on here. It's just a good thing.
So in setting up your presentation for 90 minutes, was there anything that came out of that was an aha for you or something that you'd like to share with our audience?
Yeah, so I do these speeches, not 90 minutes, but I've done these speeches for a long time. So I repeated a lot of what I told her, like the canine, community-inspired canine integration, you know, being at the hospital. I talk about that stuff a lot, so that's all redundant. But I haven't updated it since I came to UNLV or when I was at my community college and doing the things they did there. And it was just really nice to know, because sometimes you get into, you know, the groove of everyday life, and you just do. You don't ever, it's rare, very rarely for me anyways, to take a step back and like analyze what I've done over a certain period of time. So this allowed me to do that. And I'm very proud and humbled and just excited for the future, because together Captain and I have done some really great things, like simple things like just being chosen to work the presidential debate at UNLV, or, you know, for Bruno Moya as the president of the Rebel Vets with 1,700 vets, you know, to work for and things like that. So it's neat. And when we went to the National Convention for Student Veterans of America, and, you know, just seeing how lucky I am to have people like Amy and Ross in my life to mentor me and help me find you know, my way, I guess, and everybody at UNLV and the other veterans, and I'm just, I feel very blessed to be at where I am in my life. Very blessed.
Well, and it's going to be really fun to watch how this all unfolds, and there's been so many miracles, one on top of another, and the connections that are coming together, especially at UNLV and in Las Vegas for veterans,
mm-hmm.
family members. People need to keep tuned in because there's going to be a lot of great work done. So I'm kind of rounding the corner here, getting ready. Well, how could people support these amazing programs, Randy? What do you recommend they do to help veterans to get dogs, to help dogs? What are some ideas you have?
So first and foremost, there is legislation that was presented in Congress, both in the Senate and the House, last year. It's called Puppies Assisting Wounded Service Members, or the PAWS Act. See how they did that acronym?
Okay.
It is, you know, just sitting around. They have some co-sponsors. They have this. And what this bill will require is that the VA allocates $10 million, which isn't much in their budget. It'll be a pilot program to fund PTSD service dogs for people that could benefit. Because currently, the VA does not provide any funding, zero, when it comes to PTSD service dogs. Now, I was extremely lucky that I had Judy and Ricochet to do that for me, and canines to help cover costs and all that stuff, but, you know, other people aren't. So that's the first step for me, personally, is to call our representatives in Congress.
Is that what they should do? Okay.
Yep, call. And it's called, you can go into Google, Puppies Assisting Wounded Service Members Act or the PAWS Act. It'll have the bill number, and then you can go and find out who your local representative is, your senators are, and see if they haven't co-sponsored it yet. And if they haven't, contact them to ask them to do so.
Okay.
As far as organizations themselves go, I mean, funding is always nice. There should be a 501(c), so you should be able to get tax, tax break for donating to one of those organizations. Also, if you live in a place where there is one, you know, they need help taking the dogs out, playing, so if you can actually spend time with the organizations, that helps so much. For canines, mostly all the people that came and cooked the dinners and took the dogs out were 100% volunteers. They weren't paid. And because of that, they were able to, you know, make that mission work because it's not cheap. I think on average for a service dog to be fully trained, at least through PTSD service dog, was $27,000.
Okay.
From beginning to end. So it's not a cheap feat, and so those are definitely some ways to do it. Even if it's not at a shelter, if you want to go to the local shelter and just volunteer and help dogs, and maybe if you see one that could possibly have the temperament and the personality, might want to let you know another organization know that can do a test or,
Those are all really great suggestions, and I think today it's about people finding something they care about and go ahead and putting action towards that. So there's some really great steps, and I know Andrew, our producer, will be off and running looking for ways and places to send people to help them do that. It's been such an honor to have you here, and I'm sure Captain's right there too. So thank you, Captain.
Thank you, Captain.
he says...
You're saying, you know, $27,000 is such a large, you know, price. I think what we're really talking about is something that's priceless. And when it comes to, I know that you've been challenged with having different medications and things like that just didn't help you. And I'm sure a lot of that could go away when you were able to just be in a better place with yourself and have, you know, have Captain there with you. So it just, it's something that just makes, you know, healthier for everybody when it comes to being able to have that buddy and that angel by your side to be able just to be moving into a life that you really deserve because of the service that you've done. So thank you. Thank you both so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having
okay.
us.
Okay, well, we look forward to hearing an update on how everything's been going. Next time when you know you're on national news and all these good things, we're going to let people know all about it. And I look forward to your next video.
And we look forward to having a show with you on your podcast and your communication work. So we'll have a follow-up show.
That would be great. Okay, well, thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you here next time at the cafe. Thanks for joining us.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.